Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the 7:30, that means it is time for the Athens Little League Report. Tim, I love saying your name because that means it's Friday, so happy Friday morning to you. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Good. Yeah,
No, I live in Bethlehem, Georgia. We had a pretty big squall of rain come through, probably about 6:30 last night. Did that affect you guys at all last night?
So I wasn't out at the park, but I did notice that we're a little bit light on reports tonight. So it looks like maybe we did have a couple reschedules or rainouts.
Gotcha.
But we got three in. So
good deal.
Also the end of the year, so I think people are sort of moving some schedules around for school events, and then we got the tournament coming up. So yeah,
I maybe completely we'll understand. Good deal. Well, I will turn it over to you and let you tell us what you do have. So with the Athens Little League Report, by the way, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. Take it away, Tim.
All right. Well, we had three machine pitch games to report on from last night. So we'll start with game one. The game last night between the Johnson Benefits Group dominating Devils and the Garrett Paving Red Wolves was everything a little league game should be. Johnson Benefits Group was the visiting team and got off to an early 4-0 lead in the top of the first, but Garrett Paving quickly answered with a four-run inning of their own. The top of the second saw Johnson Benefits Group score another five runs, but again, Garrett Paving answered the call as the top of the order produced another five to tie the game at 9-9. The third inning was a defensive standoff with both teams making clutch plays in the field to shut down the opposing offense. Then in the fourth inning, both teams again scored five to tie the game at 14-14. The fifth was another defensive battle with both teams picking off the lead runners to prevent further runs from scoring. Then in the top of the sixth, the rains began to fall and the game was called, ending in a 14-14 tie. For Johnson Benefits Group, the first five batters in the order all had home runs, including Andrew Spark, Knox Thornton, Knox Langley, Bryce Johnson, and Leon the Lion Chen. Harris Earl was 3-for-3, and Oliver Katz and Hugh Hale both had multi-hit games. Garrett Paving was led at the plate by Tyler Big Man Little, who was 3-for-3 with a homer and 4 RBI. Van the Man Jimenez was 3-for-3 with a homer and 3 RBI, and Henry Clutch Foggin was 2-for-3 with a homer and 3 RBI. Others with multi-hit nights included Hudson Sears, Cameron Fields, and Reese Newcomer. Byard Neesmith, Nathan John, Blake Tiller, and Hagen Ray also contributed throughout the game. This was a fantastic game played by two groups of amazing kids who were all smiles as they shook hands in the rain and rushed for cover in the dugout. A great way to end the season for these two games. So again, the final score was Johnson Benefits Group 14 and Garrett Paving 14. On to game two, the Northeast Sales Gophers had a back-and-forth game all night with the Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin Green Machine, with the Gophers pulling it off in the last inning 20-19. The Green Machine put up an eighth spot in the fifth, but the Gophers rallied with seven of their own to earn the walk-off win. The Gophers were led at the plate by Harrison Hall, who was 4-for-4 with a walk-off grand slam. Parker Cates was also 4-for-4 with a homer. Tate Alverson, Dakari Evans, Quinn Walraven, and Rob Freeman all had three hits, with Freeman adding a home run for the Gophers. Hudson Hall and Asa Allison had two hits for the Gophers, while Barrett Walraven, Sam Wilson, and Dwight Foster each had big hits at key times. The Green Machine hit the ball all over the field and led for most of the game. Jordan the Burner Turner was 5-for-5 with a homer and five runs scored. Hampton Smith, Walker Poole, and Reed Poole were 4-for-5, while Paul Land, Noah the Iceman Gertz, and Buck Jekyll had three hits apiece. Grayson the Pterodactyl Tappan had two hits for the Green Machine. The Green Machine had great defense plays during the game from Walker Poole at first, Paul Land, and Hampton Smith in the middle of the infield, and Jordan Turner at third base and pitcher. And finally, game three in machine pitch, and a fantastic game between two very willful teams who have improved leaps and bounds since the beginning of the season. Five Market Realty edged out ServiceMaster 16-12 in the regular season finale. Henry Johnson had a home run, Jace Maddox had three triples, and William Leach and Ethan Tingle had four hits. But the key play of the game came in the bottom of the sixth with the bases loaded and two outs when Ames Birch caught a tough pop-up to secure the victory for Five Market. Although the young ServiceMaster squad came up short in this one, The Lions lived up to their name and fought their hearts out through six exciting innings of play. For the Lions, the game was defined by monster hits, tremendous defense, and gutsy play all around. Big John Cook and R.B. Pruitt both took home game balls for the Lions. R.B. turned in two huge hits and crossed the plate twice to keep the score close. Big John provided rock-solid defense and several big sacrifices to move runners into scoring position. Sam McElrath and Knox Ewing were red-hot for the Lions, combining to go 8-for-8 with 5 RBI. Liam McFarlane was a force on offense yet again, going 4-for-5 in the night. Jack Ewing came up big, turning in two hits and an RBI, and Rylan Maxey ripped the ball, going 3-for-4. Finally, Adam Crist and Bodie Morrissey had big nights. Adam smashed a home run in the fourth to get the Lions back in the game, and then turned in an unassisted double play in the fifth from shortstop. Bodie was a home run shy of the cycle, ripping a single, a double, and a triple, and then on defense, he teamed up with Adam to record several huge outs at second base. And that was the action from Holland Park. So, yeah, rain-shortened action, but three great games out of machine pitch.
Hey, you know what? It's Friday, Tim. A lot of us are in a hurry to get that weekend started anyway, so I appreciate the short, compact Little League report. So we appreciate your time this morning, certainly, and hopefully you have a fantastic and maybe a dry weekend when at all possible. But thanks for coming on and associating your name with Friday for us.
I know. I appreciate that. This is my name and happiness is now forever entwined. Yeah.
When you get to work today, let them know that your name is of dire importance on this day, and they should appreciate that and buy you lunch at some point.
Finally, yes.
Yes.
The respect I deserve. Yes.
Good deal.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time, Tim. We appreciate it. We'll get you next week right here on Athens Sports Radio 960 The Ref.
Sounds good. Thanks
buddy. That is Tim Elliott, the Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.